Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman. Tonight is a very special night. It is a new in Leo. We are also continuing now with air for the third year. It's really exciting to me to be in my third year. Three is the year of communication, or the number three is always about communication. And that's what we're all about here. So the lines are open. If you want to call in and have anything to say, I'm basically just going to be talking tonight about all the wonderful people we've had on and things that I've learned through this time. It is really amazing that I've done over 100 shows. I've had over 88 guests on the program. Each one has been very unique. We've had a few people that have been on more than once, and it really has been a tremendous blessing for me in so many ways. The number, if you want to call in at any time, you don't have to wait, it's 888-815-9756. And it has just been a fun time to realize that we've had so many different people on. We've had many psychics on. We had Jennifer Hoffman on. We had Pam Argalon on. Peggy Porter has been on. We had many great spiritual leaders. Guy Finley was on. Stuart Wilde was on. Ted Andrews was one of the first guests I've had on. And the list just continues to kind of, you know, I actually printed out the list of the people that I've had on. And I sat back and I just really had to go, wow. Because of the diversity, and we have people who have talked about soulmates. We've had quite a few astrologers on. We've had a lot of the up-and-coming teachers on here. Inslee McLeod is one that I'm going to have him on. He has a new book coming out soon. He is an awesome guest, and I love him to pieces. We've had Terry Nanzon on a few times. We have had so many wonderful people. We've had Sound Healer on. And we've had people who dealt with, you know, from the living to the dying. With Anna Marie Hemingway, she really helps you understand the process of really appreciating every moment of every day and understanding that dying is just a transition that we actually, at this time with everything that's going on, I know I have, because of the shifting of the energy, I feel like I have definitely died and been rebirthed over and over again in the last 6 months, many, many times. And each time it's like another layer of that onion that has really been holding me back is being released, so things are opening up so much more. And it's just been a wonderful experience to, in the last few weeks, to really understand and see the people who are actually becoming closer with me and making their presence known more, and the people who are fading out. It is amazing how right now the one thing that I am really getting is that the cosmos are really wanting group activities and not really individual. They really are wanting us to be fully responsible for what we're creating and not taking the blame game anymore. To understand that we are creating exactly what we want now. The energy is shifting. I was speaking with someone who has called a few times on the show, rant earlier today, and it's like I'm waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a whole different energy of the purest and deepest gratitude, to the point that I'm going outside and looking at the stars and just being awestruck by the beauty that's there. The energy is such that, at least for me, I feel really the oneness, the complete essence of everything and everyone around me, clarity in my readings, not feeling like I have to prove myself to anyone, just being me and feeling the people who truly are appreciating and understanding and allowing people who don't quite get it to be in that space, not feeling like I have to make them feel comfortable anymore. If you feel a little uncomfortable, that's a growing spurt. That's a time that you're really seeing what fits, what doesn't fit, and understanding, like even doing this radio show, right now I have to say I'm very comfortable sitting in my office, using Skype, having a little conversation with Dawn or Zeth before the show, and feeling very blessed to be part of BBS Radio. And I do thank Dawn and Zeth. They are great guys. They are awesome. They're aware. They're present, and they're awesome. They know what they're doing. And it's just the energy is just shifting so beautifully. So this is really a time of gratitude, of finishing up and cleaning up the little things. And this week, again, messages for me are just, I'm receiving them in so many different ways that's awesome and wonderful. And I just really feel blessed to have some wonderful clients. In fact, I went into a client called me last week, and he says, the energy is so intense, I just don't know how I'm going to handle this. I did a little energy work just to clear out. There's a few places. There was a little pockets of energy that needed to be kind of spruced up. And then I talked to him, and it really was more of a coaching than really a psychic reading. And that's what I'm leaning more towards, because he got that aha moment. And as my sister Betsy has said, well, once you get that aha moment, can you give them the tools so they can really use that aha moment and push it further? And if that's what I'm truly here, is just to help you understand where you are, how you got there, and how to move forward. But as I was talking to this client, I got a message for myself, and that's something that I learned early. They are your teacher. And when you take that perspective, it is a little easier to detach with loving acceptance. And as he was talking to me about his situation, it was a cycle he was going on. It was that hamster wheel. And he says, I don't feel like I am having enough faith to manifest the big things. He knows that he can manifest the little things. It's just the big things, like the cars and the better income and, you know, a few things just to fade away, a bill or a situation. He wasn't quite sure how to do that. And I asked him what it was that he felt that he was really gaining. And he goes, well, one thing that I used to be that I didn't trust women, but now I trust women. And I guess overall, I don't trust people. And what I told him was a message for me, because I have a similar situation. I don't always trust people. But the one thing that I do trust is the divine within each person. Because if you trust the divine, you're on the right track. Because the divine is the true essence of that person. And if that divine person has a lesson for you to learn that you don't necessarily like, okay, if you feel uncomfortable, you got to look at what is it about it that is upsetting you. But it really resonated that you really need to trust the divine. But I took it even further as I was doing a morning writing. And the other thing I got is, yes, you need to trust the divine. But you need to trust the divine within yourself, that you know what you're doing and you can manifest anything, because it's really the trust within yourself that's holding every one of us, including me, from truly manifesting our heart's desire and what we truly want to do. I've been listening to a lot of the Abraham YouTubes that are out there, and they've been really some wonderful insights and how to manifest, and there really is 4 steps. Think of what you want, ask for it, show some demonstration to the point to let them know you believe it, let it go so it can be manifest, and know that it's there. And that's one thing that a lot of people have a lot of difficulty, is the letting go. Is that trusting that it really is going to be okay. You're really going to have it. You got to know you have it. For example, one example that I had happen to me is I was driving long distance and it was on the freeway, and they have those roadside cameras now, and I wasn't sure what my speed was, but it almost looked like the camera blinked. Now, I didn't see the flashing light. And I looked and I said, no, nothing's going to happen. And I just dismissed it. I didn't panic. I didn't say, oh my God, I just got a ticket. I didn't panic about it. I just let it go. No, everything's fine. And I let it go. And sure enough, I did not get a ticket. But an interesting thing is, with someone else that I know, they were talking to me on the phone and they were driving, and then they said, oh my God, I think I just got a ticket. And sure enough, they did. If you acknowledge something's existence, you just made it real. So let me just reiterate it. If you acknowledge something exists, you made it more real. You put it in your physical reality. So if you think there's a problem with someone, as soon as you say, oh, there's a lot of trouble with so-and-so, ugh, don't like this, you just caused it. There might not have been, if you said, no, everything's fine, everything's hunky-dory, most likely it would be hunky-dory. So right now, with the energy that is so light and bright and very intense at the same time, your words have even more emphasis and power behind it more than any other time in history. There is just such an exciting new energy that's coming around. And that's something that I really am trying to emphasize on this program, and give you guys the opportunity to express what's going on in you, to be able to have, in a sense, a mastermind. Because 2 minds are always better than 1 if you want to manifest something. So, again, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in, even if you just want to manifest something, if you want to make sure you're saying it the right way, to make sure it's getting out there the proper way, so it really comes in fast, please give me a call. 888-815-9149. 9756 is the phone number. The lines are open, and you are most welcome to call in. It has been really a lot of fun doing the shows. As I said, I've met a lot of great people. There's only a few of my guests in actuality that I've met face to face. Some of them are just good friends, like Patricia Smith is a good friend of mine. Shireen Love is a good friend. Peggy Porter. Pam Arnderlin. I physically have known these people for a while, and they're awesome, and they do great work, and I wanted to make sure that they get out there. Another one that I met is Jonathan Ellerby. He actually is in Tucson. He runs the Canyon Ranch in Tucson. He was doing actually a reading and a talk in a bookstore, and I made sure to go down and say, "Hi, I'm from AIR. You are on my show. I just wanted to say hello." And it was wonderful to talk to him and meet him. It was a wonderful talk. Again, he's out and about quite a bit. So if you want to see somebody who's really going to be a big presence in the spiritual teachings, Jonathan Ellerby is going to be out there. He's an awesome man. So there is a lot of different things that I've covered. Relationships, children, sound, music, acting, manifestation. I had one of my teachers on, Star Fuentes, who it is awesome to, every once in a while, especially lately, I've been really feeling her energy around me. And she does have a workshop coming up in September that I do want to mention. It's called Divine Intervention. And if you just go to starfuentes.com, there's more information. It is, if you really want to have a deep healing and understand what's going on, she really is somebody, she's a wonderful teacher. We do have a caller on line one. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jen. It's your sister, Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wanted to call in and say congratulations. 3 years, going into your third year. That's great. And it's been fun listening to you.
I've changed a little bit over the years, haven't I, Bets?
Just a touch. A lot more confidence in your voice. A lot more knowing that you are supposed to be doing this, it seems like.
Yeah.
And the guests you've had on have been very interesting and insightful.
Well, I appreciate your support. You're like my best friend, and you are my best friend, probably, is a better way of saying it. So I really appreciate your support. You've always been there for me. So I am very blessed to have you as a sister and as a friend. So I made a good choice to hook up with you before we came down.
And I
I'll take her. She'll be fun. And she is fun.
Well, I'm hoping that you will definitely continue to help people because, you know, as you said earlier, that aha moment may come, but you aren't paying attention and don't know what to do with it. It's always nice to have somebody guide you.
Yes. Now, what do you want to manifest?
I want
Let's
to manifest my perfect job.
You want the perfect job? In the perfect time for the
company.
Perfect pay. So basically you want wonderful work in a wonderful way that gives that because you give wonderful service for wonderful pay.
Okay. One more time for me.
And we just consider it done now. It's gonna be coming to you quite quickly. I'm sorry, what, Betsy?
I said, can you say it one more time? Wonderful work.
You have,
wonderful
this is what you would say. I have wonderful work.
I have
in
wonderful
a wonderful
work.
Way.
Wonderful way.
I give wonderful service.
I give wonderful service.
For wonderful pay.
Got it.
Yes, you do, in more ways than one.
Well, you've been a great sister to have, a great friend, very supportive, very easy to talk to, and I love you dearly.
I love you, too. Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. One thing, can you kind of say what some of your guests do?
You know, it's astrologers are like Kim Marie, Philip Sedgwick, we've had Terry Nanzon. Those are some of the astrologers. Scott Bloom was on not too long ago in April. He wrote a book, Awaiting Autumn, for Autumn. And he is a co-founder of the Daily Om, which is a spiritual site that's awesome. The insights that they write that are given to you for free are just really wonderful, and it's just a great site. Philip Sedgwick is a funny, funny astrologer who focuses more on the outer planets and the asteroids when he does people's charts. Serene Love is a healer, is the best way to describe her. She does family karma clearing, and it really works. Jonathan Ellerby, like I had mentioned, he wrote a book, Return to the Sacred, and it's Ancient Pathways to Spiritual Awakening. And basically what this book is about is the different ways of finding a spiritual ritual or mythology that really keeps you centered and homed and in a good place. Then there has
Guy
been.
Guy Finley?
I'm sorry?
Guy Finley?
Guy Finley is. He actually is a teacher, a spiritual teacher. He's very deep. I'm reading the book. He's actually going to be on next week. He has written a book called The Secret of Letting Go. And he will be talking about letting go of the false self. So if you have like that negative moment, it's not you. It's kind of like it's a part of you that wants to live that doesn't really live. It's an illusion. I think of the false self as being more the ego and letting go of the ego. At least a bit. But he identifies the false self as just the negative parts of you wanting to live because he doesn't have really a position in your life. It's just an illusion that we kind of gave. But Guy will talk more next week. All right. Avis was a sound healer. He was awesome. The album that we were playing was Dial M from Mantra. And we have had Toni Petrovich, and she has sacredspaces.com. She does healings and readings. Awesome woman. Anna Marie Hemingway has written a book called Practicing Conscious Living and Dying. And it is stories of the continuum of the consciousness and how the transition, it just continues on after you transpire. We had Dr. Frank Doe on, he's a radio personality who has been on, and his focus was love, sex, and relationships. We had Cindy Dale on, and she's also a psychic. She does a lot of shamanic practices. The other person I was thinking of was one of the first people on, and it's Kimmy Ree, and she is actually has her own psychic line now. If you go to her site, she has a lot of things on. Another astrologer that we had on is from the Denver area, and that was Kelly Rosano. She does a wonderful newsletter that she comes out. You can sign up on her website. We had Dr. Louis Cherie on. He is an astropsychologist. He deals with the power of the dragon. It's a very interesting, different way of using Namadasis. Now, I know I said that wrong. But he uses an ancient French way of doing things. He was very French. We've had really clients from around the world. He was originally from France. Jacques Bacchus was actually from Scotland. And he was
wonderful.
Yeah, Michelle Eloff is from South Africa. We've had people from also from the Australia on. Don Silver is another astrologer who also deals with gems and stones and the energy of it. She's kind of combined them in a wonderful deck of cards. We've had so many different kinds of healers and psychics on, and we had the goddess Sophia on, Christina Keene. We've had her on a couple of times. The goddess Sophia and Christina Keene actually have their own show on earlier on Thursdays now, if you want to check on their website. It's a great show. We've had Jeff Brown on, who is a soul shaper. He is coming out, I believe he just reprinted his book, and he is coming out with a new book very soon. So we've had the list just keeps going on. We had a dance teacher on, Paul Jack. We had Georgianne. Georgianne actually has her own show on Blog Talk Radio, and she knows how to manifest. And that's what she talked about. Like I said, Star Fuentes was a teacher. She's a healer. She knows the Mayan way. She studied around the world in different shamanic methods, from South America, Mexico. She's been to Africa and Europe. She has traveled the world to learn all kinds of different healing modalities. She is a multidimensional woman. She's amazing. I'm looking out over the list.
What's
just
your plan for this third year?
Well, I really think I'm going to be finding ways to really help people know that they're in the new dimension. You know, my guests are always kind of, Spirit tells me who to put on, and I just put them on. So at this point, I just go with the flow, and I live in this moment. I don't really plan too much about the future as much as I do this moment. Last year, about this time, Guy Finley was on, so I felt it was a time to have him on again. It's almost like around the anniversary, we have Guy Finley on, just because he is forward-thinking, and he's very present and very aware. And I just really enjoy having him on the show. Very great energy. So it's just right now I'm in the moment. And right now I'm just going to continue on with developing the show and letting it grow as it does. I enjoy hearing from the audience and getting their input on what's going on, giving their moments to express what they have, you know, going on, because the show is really about self-expression as a healing modality. And one other person that is going to be on is Robert Yearling. It's going to be on September 17th. He actually teaches classes on helping people in self-expression through writing, and how to do a journal, and how to take that journal and create a book, or understanding how poetry is really very lethargic and a great way of healing. Poetry has always been a very good outlet for me, and I've written some things and I go, wow, I wrote that. And I always surprise myself with the words that are on the page. Because I do believe that spirit or the higher self comes through. The soul comes through when you're writing. So I do know that Robert Yearling will be on. And he does workshops all over the country, and he's well worth taking. If you have any interest in writing, and I know a lot of people out there do, that's one thing I'm getting from spirit. A lot of people are going to be writing their books, and that's good. Everybody has a story. Everybody has the right to share that story. And yes, Betsy, I know I'm one of them.
I know you are too, and I know you've got a bunch in you, dear.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a lot coming out.
Yeah. And I do have a few books in progress, and actually today when I was out shopping with Betsy and my other sister, Patty, another idea for a book came through, but it's just like, okay, I'll just put that in the back shelf. Because the ideas are always there. One thing that I found a talk from the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. And one thing, she's very much part of the creative process. And something that she said in this talk was that she was talking to this older woman who did poetry, and she said, this woman says, you know, she'll be out on the field, and then all of a sudden she'll get this inspiration for this wonderful poem, and she'll go running inside to get that piece of paper and pen to write it down. And a lot of times she'll get there in time, and then the poem just flows out of her. But sometimes she doesn't quite make it, and it's like the poem goes to find somebody else that's open and available for it. And then sometimes she can grab the tail of that poem and pull it back into her. Now, I feel that is so accurate that many times I've literally said, okay, you know, one of my favorite poems that I wrote was Dream, Dear Child, Dream. And literally they kept saying, dream, dear child, dream. And I said, 1 second, let me get to the car so I have some paper. Because I was actually in a grocery store when they started giving me this poem. Spirit does not always have the best timing for giving you this information, that brilliant idea. I know a lot of people get it when they're in the shower. For some reason, the water, the peace. It's just a great place to get inspirational ideas. And I literally feel like I should have either, you know, a blackboard or a tape recorder or something in the shower, because I get brilliant ideas in the shower. And it's like, and let's say turn it off and go find paper and write it down as I'm dripping away. A lot of times I will say, literally, let me hold on to this idea. Please let me have this idea. And then let me finish getting cleaned up, and then I will be able to write down the information. But a lot of times it's not quite as crisp. It's not quite the same details as when I was in the shower. Just the way it goes.
Sometimes it's everything, right?
I'm sorry?
I said sometimes the timing is everything.
Timing is everything, and it's all in divine timing. That's one thing that I'm getting very strongly with people I'm doing readings for and talking to people. Right now, wonderful energy, a lot of change coming on right now. But the other thing I'm getting is you need to rest more. Right, Beth? People are sleeping more. A lot of people are definitely getting interrupted sleep, and either you say, go away, Or if you wake up, you're like, okay, what's this about? You know, you twiddle your thumbs for a half an hour or so, and then you go back to sleep. And for me, they really give me solid sleep. When I'm out, I'm out. I'm out of a body, out of this planet, into another realm, and I know it. But I also say very easily and quickly before I go to sleep, thank you for this wonderful day. If you have any messages for me, please make sure you constantly physically remember it, which is a good thing and a bad thing all at the same time, because they make sure between usually 1 and 6 a.m. that I'm up so I can hear the message, that I know it physically and consciously what they're talking about. The other thing that I know right now that a lot of people are going through is one reason for the interrupted sleep, and I just got this, but so you might want to listen, is you're releasing a lot of things. And a lot of times when you release something, you need to be very present to understand that you're releasing something. So you might be getting up and down and up and down. It's just being present to understand that another something that you need to get rid of is going away. You can control this. A lot of people, energy work will just calm the body down. But a lot of times, if you're really unsure about what's going on, that's the energy right now. It's a really exciting time. It's up and down, and who knows what's going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing, come September, everything I'm reading, everything I'm seeing, and everything I'm really getting very strongly from spirit is instant manifestation is right around the bend. That literally we are cleaning up and taking responsibility for everything we create. So in the past, Ho'oponopono, healing methods, some kind of forgiveness. And a lot of people says, I don't want to forgive, you know, them to do it. Forgive yourself for being in that place then, that you need to hold on to what angers you. Just forgive yourself. That's one thing I understand very clearly as I'm looking back over the things that I've let go of. And that's one reason why, for me, they're waking me up at 3 o'clock is so I understand another layer of the onion is going away. And it's something I've been asking to go away. But they're also showing me how, in some ways, I was, not anymore because I finally figured out what they're doing, I was holding on to it. I was being resistant. And that's one thing right now we really need to stop doing, is being resistant. Resistant to change. That is the only constant you can really rely on, is change. So it is really a time of acceptance and allowing and resting and understanding that in a week or two, I mean, we got a new moon tonight in Leo, and Leo is all about family, togetherness. And as I said, it's like we're doing more things in groups than we are in individuals. So it's like the group dynamics, having partnerships for business, finding a group of people to do a project together. It's much easier to find partnerships for business and other situations than it is doing alone. Yet at the same time, at least for me and a few other people I know, we just want to disappear. And we just want to be invisible. And the reason for me is I've been absorbing so many people's situations that I'm really just like done. I absolutely love my work. I love being here. It does get a little tiring. And I don't do things the way I used to. I really have released the fix it mode for myself. And there is a lot of different ways that, you know, you want to be in service. And if you have any kind of affirmations, if you ended in service for myself and others, it actually bumps the manifestation wheels even faster. Especially if you say something like you're grateful and this is happening under grace and perfect ways in service for yourself and others, it kind of speeds things up. Because we are one. So, if there's anything that really helps speed things up, the more gratitude, the more you realize how awesome having a problem is, because it's making you grow. It's making you responsible. It's making you understand creation and the process of creating and understanding how you got to that place and breathing that problem in or that situation in and letting it sit there for a little bit, not really attaching to it, but taking responsibility to it and looking at it as a movie. And right now, you and I both have discussed how life is more like a movie and not to get too attached to what's going on and see it as entertainment. Because we have created this scene for that, just that purpose. For the most part, what we're doing is creating something to entertain us. Bad, good, indifferent. We're creating it for fun. So what this new energy is coming in is to have a lot more fun. A lot of the light workers that are out there are really helping hold the light even more and bringing it forward to help even more the mass consciousness. The other thing, if you're picking up panic attacks, anxiety attacks, if you feel like you're holding on to weight, there's nothing wrong. A lot of it is the mass consciousness. You're feeling it all. And you also have to understand that likes attract like. So if there's a situation or people around you, they're all in similar situations. And one way to change a situation is either walk away from the people you are or change the focus of the reason why you're together to a more positive way. To not cling to not having the right situation that you want. Think of how it is perfect and how you're spending that time together and you're having fun versus all the trouble and all the problems. Focus more in a positive way. And,
sounds like a good idea.
It really is a good way to go. So I don't mean to keep you on the line, Betsy, and I know it's...
No problem. I will talk to you tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Night.
Bye.
We have about 6 minutes or, no, I take that back, about 10 minutes left, or 11 minutes. So if anybody else wants to call in and have any comments or suggestions, if there is a direction you want me to look into, I'll see what Spirit is saying and we'll move forward. And one day at a time, one show at a time. With the variety of people I've had, I'm really seeing that manifestation and really understanding the elements within your life is really important. And it is a lot of fun to be able to look at things and see where they are without holding on to them. As I said, it's like a movie, and it really is quite interesting how people are now really manifesting exactly what they want. Things have been cleaned up. Like, I know a lot of people who had a lot heavy debt, and a lot of things are just popping into place, so it disappears, so they feel lighter and easier for them to not get so caught up in the old paradigm of what's going on in the old world, because we're really in the past. Society and even as we're seeing with the medical situation, the health, I don't even know what to call it because it keeps changing form exactly what it is, but we're getting to the point that we're becoming self-sufficient through groups, yet not relying on the government or big business to take the responsibility. It truly is a time for us to take responsibility and take back our power. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just fine. And who are we talking today?
This is Cindria.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing much better now.
Good.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I agree with the whole manifestation thing, the agreeing to change, taking responsibility. I have been working very hard to do that, and I've just gone through a period of time of a couple of weeks or three maybe. My body was trying to catch up with my mind, I think.
Your mind was trying to catch up with your body.
Huh?
It could be that your mind was trying to catch up with your body.
Very true, very true. Could be the other way around. Do you think that I'm on the right track, or is there some other track that I should move to? Or I have finally taken responsibility for my own personal financial situation, and I have come to the conclusion that I cannot go back to work because of my disabilities, and so I'm going in another direction. You have any thoughts on that?
I'm just getting that you really are heading in the right direction. For you at this time, I do see you doing something from home. I just don't see you working for somebody else. I see you doing something that's self-employed.
Okay.
That you can make your own hours. You're your own boss. If you don't feel like working a day because you're not feeling well, that you're going to say it's okay. The other thing is, a lot of physical ailments are emotional issues that aren't being dealt with, that are being manifest. The other thing is, a lot of times you can release those emotions and the trapped emotions that might be in there, and a lot of times you're feeling it physically because they're still kind of moving out of your system, and there might be some resistance to letting go because it's like the comfort zone. It's like that baby blanket that you've always had, and it's not the easiest to let go of.
No, it isn't. But I'm trying really hard to do that.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. So I'm just seeing you going in the right direction. I really am.
By any chance, do you think that real estate would be in my future?
Because, in what sense?
Getting a real estate
buying
license.
A home? Or getting a license?
Huh?
And what?
Yeah, getting a license, and my brother used to be a broker, and he said he would help me if I wanted to do that. He said that I'd be able to make my own hours and, and that sort of thing. But I just don't know if it's the right thing for me or if I should head in another direction of something I can just totally do from home. Because I know that's quite a bit of moving around and going and
Yeah, I see something a little more low key for you.
Okay, that's kind of what I felt too.
It's definitely a possibility, unless it's something that you can do. And there's certain properties and certain types of properties that basically the customer comes to you. You don't go try and find them.
Right.
If that's the kind of situation that it is, then it'd be fine. I just don't see you going out to get the business. I see you doing something that they come find you.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful radio show. I tell you that every time I call in because I want everybody to know that. And you're the most wonderful life coach anybody could ever ask for. And I could not
thank
have turned my
much.
Life around without your help.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Cindy. You have done a lot of work, and I appreciate the work that you've done. A lot of people have only done maybe a fifth of the work or a tenth of the work that you have, and they're nowhere close as far along as you are. And you really work it, and you really pay attention, and even though there's times that you just don't want to hear what I'm saying to you, you still listen to it and hear it.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part, is really being open to hearing the observations of other people. And you're very open, so I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Always will be.
Thank you.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you. And I don't want to take up any more time in case somebody else wanted to call in real quick. So thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, we have about 2 minutes left on this first of the rest of this third year. It's just the beginning. And communication is really, I guess if there's anything, it's communication. It's going to be kind of the focus of what we're heading for. Abstract Illusion Radio started on August 16th, 2007, after I called in to Don at the end of July and said, do you have anything open? And he goes, oh, a spot just opened up. It's perfect. And it was his time slot. And it took me out of my comfort zone, most definitely. And it's time for me to also find something else that's going to push me out of my comfort zone. Doing readings and doing coaching is second nature. It's innate to me. So I am pushing myself in other ways. Don't know exactly what that is, but a lot of people out there are in the same boat as I am and not quite sure where they're heading, but I know they're going in a better direction. So I am really quite excited about the new possibilities of what is possible and seeing what I would like to create now. It's one of those things of being the bucket list, or these are the things I want to do. But you have to be careful because you're really going to do them. So manifestation, again, the energy is just shifting so dramatically. Make sure you drink lots of water and make sure you rest. If your body is tired, sit down, even if it's just for 5 minutes. And really pay attention to what your body is saying, because it's going through a lot of physical, spiritual, mental, emotional changes right now. It is a huge shift on all levels. And one thing I do want to say about air is I truly hope that with each breath of air, you gain some insights and inspirations in each moment of each day. And with that, I say thank you very much to BBS Radio for the opportunity to be here and to be on, and also to the listeners for listening and turning in every week and calling in and supporting me and supporting AIR. I thank you very, very much. And with that, have a great week.